Hello, and welcome back to another episode of ABA Mom, where we explore the world of applied behavior analysis through the lens of motherhood. I'm your host, Allie, a board certified behavior analyst and a mom of five. Today, we're diving into a topic that many parents find daunting, potty training. Whether you're a parent of a toddler that's starting out or a caregiver looking for strategies for a child with unique needs, I've got some great ABA strategies that can help you make this process smoother and more successful. Now, before we jump in, let's take a moment to acknowledge that toilet training can be one of the most challenging aspects of parenting. It's full of ups and downs, it's completely normal to feel overwhelmed, but don't worry, I'm here to help. First things first, readiness. Before you even think about starting toileting, it's important to assess whether your child is ready. Some indicators of readiness include showing interest in the bathroom or wearing underwear, staying dry for long periods of time, communicating when they need to go, or showing signs of discomfort with a soiled diaper. Remember, every child is different. If your child isn't showing these signs yet, it may be worth waiting a little bit longer. Rushing can lead to frustration for both you and your child. Now, for those of you who are ready to start, let's dive into some practical ABA strategies that can help make potty training more successful. One of the most effective strategies in ABA is positive reinforcement. This means rewarding your child for desired behaviors. In this case, using the toilet. So you want to set up a reward system. You might consider taking a sticker chart where your child earns a sticker every time they successfully use a toilet. After a certain number of stickers, they can earn a bigger reward, like a small toy or a special outing. Don't underestimate the power of your words. Also, you want to use verbal praise. A simple, enthusiastic, "Great job using the potty. I am so proud of you. Look at you using the toilet." Those can be incredibly motivating. Immediate reinforcement. It's important to provide reinforcement right after desired behavior occurs. So you don't want to wait to provide reinforcement. You want to provide it immediately. This is crucial. This helps make the connection clear in your child's mind. Establishing a consistent routine can also help. So here's how. Schedule bathroom times. Encourage your child to use the toilet at regular intervals throughout the day, such as after meals or before nap. This helps create a habit. You might even try when they first wake up in the morning or before bed. Visual schedule. You could create a visual schedule that outlines the steps involved in using a toilet, such as pulling down pants, sitting on the toilet, wiping, flushing, hand washing. Visual supports can be very motivating. Gradual exposure. For some children, especially those with sensory sensitivities, the toilet can be an intimidating place. Gradual exposure can be beneficial. Familiarizations. Start by simply having your child sit on the toilet, fully clothed, and get used to the feeling of it. You can use social stories. Create a simple social story that explains what happens during the toilet training, including pictures and simple text that outlines the process, which can help your child feel more comfortable. Addressing accidents with compassion. So let's face it, accidents will happen. It's important to handle them with compassion and understanding. Here are some tips. You're going to need to stay calm. If an accident occurs, avoid scolding. Instead, calmly remind your child where they should go next time. Reinforce success. When they do use a toilet correctly, give them a big dose of praise and reinforcement to encourage the behavior again. Remember, toilet training is a process. It takes time, patience, consistency. Don't get discouraged if you encounter some setbacks. Every child learns at their own pace, and that's perfectly okay. Now, let's move on to some questions from our listeners. Our first question is, what should I do if my child refuses to sit on the toilet? That's a great question. Recommend starting with a gradual exposure. I mentioned earlier, create a positive association with the toilet first. I've even seen kiddos where it, not just sitting on a toilet, but going into the bathroom is difficult. You want this to be a fun place and not an aversive place. So you want to associate it with something positive. So if they're having difficulty sitting on the toilet, maybe let them sit in their clothes for a while, reading a book, playing a game. Our next question is about dealing with nighttime potty training. So this one is a little difficult. Toileting dryness can take longer to achieve than daytime training. So a good strategy is to limit liquids before bedtime and use nighttime pull-ups until your child consistently wakes up dry. Of course, we don't want our kids to be thirsty, but if we are starting to limit it, then they're going to start waking up consistently more dry. However, we want to get them to start feeling the sensation. So if you start to notice there's a certain time of the night that maybe they're wet, I know that that's harder that's easier said than done because you're not always sure what time they go. So let's just say you're checking their pull up before you go to bed and you start to notice it's wet around 10 or 11 o'clock. So that could be a time to wake them up and try to get them to go potty. There's also bed alarms, so it will like signal when they go. So when it's wet, the alarm will go off and it signals when they need to go potty. However, that does disrupt sleep. I would really focus on daytime toilet training before we work on the nighttime training, because nighttime training is a harder process and you have to wake your body up, your brain, to associate that you need to go potty. So that does take more time. Thank you so much for your questions. Feel free to reach out on social media channels and through our website. That's it for today's episode. I hope that you found these strategies as you embark on potty training journey with your child. Remember, be patient, celebrate the little victories, and it's more importantly, just have fun with it. Make potty time a fun time. If you enjoy this episode, please consider subscribing and leaving a review. I love to hear your feedback on any topics you'd like to cover in the future. Until next time, this is Allie wishing you the best in pairing adventures, and remember that you are not on this journey alone.